The Chemical Reporter.
Welcome back. This is Jeff again, your Chemical Reporter. Today, I am busy answering a more, or rather less, colorful question. A man named Jeffrey asked via email, why do colors fade? Summer, sunshine, time to slip into colorful summer clothing and get out and about. But after the warm season is over, our clothes are often no longer as colorful as when we first bought them. What has happened? The sun's rays shine on color pigment molecules, the smallest particles that indicate each color. Sunlight is a mixture of short and long light waves packed with energy. These light waves release chemical reactions in the color molecules. Ultraviolet, or UV light, plays a significant role. By the way, that's the same part of the rays that cause sunburn. UV light consists of relatively short light waves which contain a great deal of energy. This powerful energy destroys the molecular chains where color particles are lined up like a pearl necklace. The UV light's energy literally cuts the chain like a scissor. Thus, some of the color particles are split and react to the oxygen in the air. So-called peroxide is the result, or chemical connections that make a color look rather pale. This is not only the case with clothing. Many other things in our daily lives are also affected. Interior paint, plastic objects, photographs, and pictures can also fade and become pale. How non-fading or light-fast a color is, or how long its color lasts until it starts to bleach, can be determined in a laboratory. This is done with a so-called wool scale, consisting of 8 test strips made of standardized material with various non-fading or light-fast colors. Using this wool scale, a sample of a color to be examined is exposed to UV light until it fades or bleaches. Then the test strip is compared with the color being tested. For example, level 7 on the wool scale means that the color will last about a year in the sun before it starts to fade or bleach. Okay, enough laboratory experiments. I'm going outside to catch some sun and see how light fast my favorite t-shirt is. This is your chemical reporter, Jeff.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.